And if I remember correctly, then Baba encouraged you to complete your university studies. So, and you also came in your young age. So maybe you can share a bit about being an angel in life, as a young person and in university. And the feeling we get from Didi is that she has mastered the balance of keeping the stage of an angel while being very responsible on a very large scale. So nowadays Didi runs the ORC, Om Shanti Retreat Center in Delhi, so very big responsibility. Also, of course, travels India and the world. But we get the feeling of Sakha Baba when we listen to her, so we can enjoy that sustenance now. Om Shanti.
When I entered the hall, I felt very nice vibrations. And these vibrations easily transported me to the world of angels. Where is that world? Where is that world of angels? Subtle world? Here you are sitting with your cross body. Here you are sitting with your cross body. So, how are you an angel? Yes, you are right. Subtle world is the world of angels. And what a beautiful thing when Baba starts his work of creating the new world. He first creates three angels, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, who remain in the subtle world. And then he comes down to this to take us back to our new heavenly world. But between Brahman life and this Satyugi life, there is a life which is called the life of angels. It is not that when we go to the subtle world we'll be angels, but it is here we have to experience this. And Baba, right from the beginning, he gave these experiences. I don't know if you are aware, once Baba was in Mumbai and a lot of opposition was there at that time. So much opposition that they wanted to kill Brahma Baba. The person who wanted to do that, there were two people. The person holding the weapon, said, well, I'm not able to see him. And the other person says, there he is. And he takes away that weapon. And now he is not able to see Baba. The other one says, there he is. Not able to see. Similarly, once some person went up to the room of Baba to kill, but he was not able to see and he got the vision of Guru Nanak. Corporeal beings can be easily seen with these eyes. But what is it? That makes a person disappear in the gross form. Angelic stage. And Baba has said, purer you become, angelic you will be. Angels are deeply connected with the stage of purity. In India, there has been a lot of attack of terrorism in the northeast. And when sisters used to travel alone, people would come, harm others, but from sisters they used to get such vibrations, they wouldn't touch them. What is it? It is the power of purity. This is why Baba warns us. Because angel means light. And you know, matter, when it is divided, it ultimately it turns into light. So angels does not mean that they will have separate body as such. But more and more practice of this purity and the being the embodiment of purity, it makes us lighthouse. It is not that somewhere here the light will shine. No. But the gross body will not be seen with these eyes. Light. Light and light everywhere. And you would have seen, mostly angels are shown with wings. Mostly. What does it denote? They are light and always flying. They are not connected with the earth. They are not earthly. They're beyond. Fly easily. They live in the world, but they're disconnected. They can easily fly. We can't leave these bodies. You have to be in this body. But this body consciousness, it is the consciousness of the body that makes us connected with the earth. Consciousness. It is not that we'll have separate body, no. It's the same body, just as we see shadows. In dreams, there are no bodies. Shadow looks dark, but here angels, they're light. So it requires more and more practice of soul consciousness. It is the interplay of two things. The whole world drama can be said to be the interplay of two things, body consciousness and soul consciousness. The more and more we are body conscious, we remain connected with this world. The more we are soul conscious, go beyond. Angels don't belong to anyone. They are only the messengers. They have no relatives. No. No relationships with anyone. No relationship. Totally detached. Their job is to give message. So, the time that is ahead, in fact, Baba spoke about it a few years back. Dadis have done it. Baba said, in future, the service will be through vibrations. No speech. No exhibitions, no melas, nothing, through vibrations. So we have to be in the practice of more and more bodiless state. If you recall, Baba had said, children, coming in the body and then going. Getting into the body and then going. Because one thing that I would like to share with you is, soul has lot of attachment with its body. Soul is deeply attached to body. It does not want to leave body. it hovers around body. Even when it leaves the body, it hovers around the body. This is why several sorts of ceremonies are performed. Deeply attached. And angels are beyond. To achieve that stage, we need to be in the body and be outside. Go out of the body, come back. And Baba has said, if you practice this, I'll give your visions to the souls, the devotees. I have to be in that stage through which my bhagats, you understand, devotees, are able to feel the benefit, or they feel that I have met my deity. And this can happen only when we are in an angelic stage. This experience cannot be there in Kalpa-age. This experience cannot be there in Kaliyugi world. This experience cannot be in the Satyugi world. This experience has to be only now and now. So what is the dress of the angel? What is the dress of the angel? Like dress, what is it made of? Light. From where does that light come? You are right. It is our core qualities, core virtues. Soul has to reflect these qualities. Light, in what form? These vibrations. Vibrations of our core qualities. We used to ask Dadi Gulsar, souls are number wise. How is she able to recognize that this is a nice soul and this is not? Because in Paramdham, souls are there. There are Satopradhan souls, there are Tamopradhan souls. So we used to ask her, Dadi, how does it happen? And she says, those souls who are Satopradhan, they shine bright. Brightness will be there. And less purer, less light. And Tamopradhan, like ash color. So, in order to be Satopradhan and an instrument of Baba to serve the world, how will Baba serve the world? When we become totally satupradhan, perfect, sampuran, complete, then Baba gives our visions to our bhagats. I saw you have the badge, angel of truth, someone is having angel of easiness, different kinds of. That is fine. But all these qualities we have to imbibe. All these qualities we have to imbibe. I am not only merely to be ocean of angel of love, I am to be angel of purity also. Angel of happiness also. Everything. And for this purpose, we do not start working on every single virtue. No. Just connecting with Baba, the source, Baba gives all these qualities. Just as when you connect with the main station from where the power is coming, same electric current can be used for heating, same electric current can be used for cooling. Isn't it? Electric current is there, which is being used for different purposes at the same time. Means it has all those qualities. Similarly, angels have all the powers, all the virtues. Maybe they specialize in some special virtues, that's a different thing. But they have all. Now, how should be my behavior? This is a gross world, tamo pradhan world. And I have to be like an angel. How does it happen? Can we be angels in this Kaliyugi world? Possible? Yes, because if Baba has said, Baba has taught us, it means yes, my supreme teacher will not teach me something which is not possible to do. He is my supreme teacher, so this is a firm conviction. My teacher will tell me to do something which is possible. So when it is possible, then I don't have to worry. I have only to work for it. Brahma Bama, the way he used to eat, you see Dadi Gulzar. Does she look like an angel? Is she an angel? Angel in the living form? Can you appreciate? Yes? What is her quality? If you just keep her in front, sometimes brothers and sisters say, oh sister, you had Brahma Baba, you saw Mama, who is there with us? We have Dadis. And that Dadi Gulzar. She stands out. I've had the fortune to be with her in my young those days when I entered the service life. And I could see, even now I see her. You see, she keeps silent. Angels don't speak, they whisper. They'll just come and say something in your ears and go. They're just very light. If you see Dadi Gulzar eating, she's eating, you will never feel she's eating. Never. She is giving petrol to this vehicle, giving food to this vehicle. She is separate. You can easily observe. She is separate, giving food to this vehicle. I saw her, I've seen her stitching. She's stitching something, but she looked different. She's only performing the work of stitching. She's engrossed in it. She does her things perfectly. Perfectly. But simultaneously, totally detached. Because she remains in that stage of the master, and then she comes into this world. I was telling the other class, next to Baba, if there is any person whose words are most appropriate, accurate, is Dadi Gulzar. At what time, what word has to be used, she knows. Just in the afternoon today, I had lunch with her. Sister said, Nadi, do you need something? Do you want something? Something more? She said, there can be a long list in what one wants, but the stomach should also accept. Conscious, balanced. This attention is required in our practical life. We do what we want to do. We express what we want to express. And we consider this to be freedom. No. If I am to be angel, to keep attention on what I think, what I speak. Angels don't speak a lot. the message is very short. Simple borderline that Daddy used to tell us is, when you walk, when you talk, when you do anything, it should not seem, there should not be any sign of body consciousness. I'm walking, and I'm walking very, very fast, making noise. Baba used to walk in such a soft manner that there was no sound of steps. I remember once Baba asked me to give a talk in the class. The long story, I'm cutting it short. I felt it was a very difficult thing. Baba said that he will come and listen to it. Very difficult thing. So I sat down in the history hall and finished my talk. When Ishu Dadi got up, when she brought Baba, how Baba listened to me, nothing was known to me. I did not experience anything at all. Baba stealthily came, slowly, slowly, in an angelic speed, angelic form, stood outside the history hall, and through the window he listened to me. And after I finished, then he entered, and those who were sitting, they said, you know, Baba has heard you speaking. I said, from where? He wasn't here. Inside I was very happy that Baba didn't come. Because it's very difficult to talk in front of Baba. Inside I was happy. But I said, no, he was standing there and listening. So, Baba wanted to listen to Mama's Murli, what Mama speaks. And those days there was no fashion of microphones. Because we used to be very few in number, so there was no need for microphone. But look at the angels. Baba comes very stealthily, softly, wants to listen to what Mama is saying. And somehow Mama gets the vibrations that Baba is coming and she used to stop. Angels interacting. Mama is sitting like this and Baba is coming from behind. Mama is not seeing Baba, but it is the vibrations of Baba that she could catch. Should stop. Have you seen the dance of angels? Angels dancing. It is called ras. Nowadays there is different kind of dance. Our dadis don't like those. They like ras, angelic ras, which is very soft, divine. In soul conscious stage. I have seen those days when people used to get into trance. The stage was so elevated and intoxicated, different. But this is not only to be practiced while sitting, it has to be in our daily life. Even now there are some brothers and sisters for whom we say, oh, she is like an angel. For Anthony Strano, people used to say, he's like an angel. Calm, quiet, silent inside. Well connected with the Self and Baba. And then coming into action. So when we have to give attention to what the first point I mentioned, the purity of thoughts, Mansa Seva. And you are living in the world. You have to be very strong as far as your disciplines, principles are concerned. When I was studying, because Baba asked me to study, when I met Baba for the first time, it was Madhuban, I was just 11 years old, and Baba said to my father, you must make me study and one day he will send me abroad. Those days there were no centers abroad. There were no single Brahmin in foreign lands. But Baba had visualized. One thing that kept me strong was no compromise with maryadas and disciplines. Never. I never wasted my time. Whenever I found time, I went to the library. My friends, they used to go for movies. Bunking classes, going to movies, going to canteen. They don't want to listen to particular lecture, professor. So let us miss out. Which I never did. Never, never, never. Probably that was the reason that Baba blessed me with topping the university in my studies. Getting gold medals in studies in the university. People used to go, friends used to go for picnic. Everyone had to contribute. I also contributed. But I can't eat outside food. I used to take my own food. They used to say, you are a grandmother, teasing, peer pressure, you are a grandmother. I said, yes, I am a grandmother. You have to weigh what is more important for you. I never compromised. People said such a movie is very beautiful, very good. There are so many nice lessons in it. My answer used to be, what new that movie will teach me that Baba has not taught me? Baba has taught us everything. All the moral that movie will tell me, Baba has already taught us. Nothing new. Why waste time? So you have to be convinced. Firm conviction has to be there as to whatever you are pursuing, whatever you are doing, strong. Baba helps us a lot, especially young. Youth is actually the mic of Baba. People will tell us, although we spent our whole life, but they will tell us, oh, they have lived their life. But how about them? People get inspired by you. It's a sort of service. You get the point? So, be very strong. If you are determined and you are pursuing it, then pursue your aim religiously. It's a choice that I have made. There are so many things available in the world, but I have put them aside. And I have chosen this path. Once I have chosen, then be fully convinced that I will achieve my target also. If you decide, there is nobody in the world who can shake you. If you decide on something, no one in the world can shake you. Okay? It's time to go to meditation. Okay? Fine? Is it okay? Is it okay, sister?
Very okay.
Fayda hua? Yes.